Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Making the Cut by Anne Malcolm. Narrated by Emma Wilder. Prologue. When I was in high school, I was goofing around with some friends on a playground. Wine and vodka were involved. Thanks to liquid courage, or liquid stupidity, I walked along the top of a jungle gym, in heels. I fell and broke my arm so badly the bone stuck out of the skin, and no amount of alcohol could anesthetize that. I thought those 5 minutes before I passed out was the most horrific pain I would ever experience. I was wrong. Now I knew there was a kind of pain so terrible it almost made you want to die. Almost. I wanted to live, despite how enticing oblivion was. I fought hard against the blackness that beckoned me.
Oh, Gwenny, I will miss you. It seems like such a shame to let you go to waste, but you had to disobey me. Then you tried to run. Not very smart.
He shook his finger at me as if he was scolding a child, clicking his tongue as he did so.
But you did. You saw what you shouldn't have. So now you have to go. But not before we've had some fun with you.
I couldn't believe the vile words coming out of his mouth, the violence that had emerged from the man I thought I knew, the man I thought I loved. He circled me, perusing me coldly. I didn't know where this creature had come from. It lurked underneath the chiseled jaw, the messy auburn hair and the bright green eyes. The sculpted muscles that I had found so enticing were being used to inflict pain on me. The tattoos I thought were sexy were mocking me every time they flew past my face for a punch. The other men laughed. One of them kicked me viciously, and a sharp sting erupted in my side. My stomach started to feel weirdly full. The phrase internal bleeding vaguely floated into my mind. I didn't make a sound, but silent tears streamed down my cheeks.
Got nothing to say, Gwenny? Funny, I never could get you to shut that smart mouth. I should have smacked you around more often,
he mused, peering at me the way a fox watched its prey. Fuck you, Jimmy, I whispered, my throat raw and dry. He pulled out a long knife from his belt and crouched down beside me. His attractive face was marred with a sick smile.
No, baby. Fuck you. Which is exactly what me and the boys are going to do. And after everyone has had their turn, I'm going to fuck you with this knife.
He ran the long blade against my throat. I should have felt a sting because warm blood trickled down my neck. But I felt nothing. The pain that had nearly crippled me seemed to be floating away. My body was weightless.
I think I'll go first. One for the road. Hey, Gwenny?
His accent caressed my name in a sick taunt. My heart was beating furiously as I watched him undo his belt. The other monsters settled in for the show. He viciously seized my head and thrust his tongue in my mouth. I bit down as hard as I could, feeling satisfaction at the grunt of pain that came from the asshole's throat.
Bitch,
he yelled, punching me in the face. My head cracked off the concrete. White spots danced across my vision. He grasped my head again and spoke in a soft tone.
Try that again. I'll put this knife through your spine.
I met his emotionless gaze with determination and spit in his face. He laughed, slowly wiping his cheek before sucking on his finger. He thrust my legs open, and I tried to struggle, but my movements were slow, groggy. I wanted to fight. I had to fight harder than this, but my body was betraying me.
I'm going to enjoy this, much more than when you were willing. This is more interesting, no matter how good you were in the sack.
He whispered in my ear. I barely acknowledged him as consciousness started to leave me. I was going to die. I couldn't fight it anymore. I prayed that I would drift away before